Okay, so we will learn the next verse from Hamsaguhya prayers 6.4.25. What is the meaning of that? 6th canto, 4th verse, 4th chapter, 25th verse. Very good. Okay, so please repeat after me. Deho,
Deho, Deho, Deho,
Savoksha,
Savoksha, Savoksha, Savoksha,
Manavo,
Manavo, Manavo, Manavo,
Bhuta Matram,
Bhuta Matram, Bhuta Matram, Bhuta Matram,
Atmanamanyam,
Atmanamanyam, Atmanamanyam, Atmanamanyam,
Chavidu Paramyat,
Chavidu Paramyat, Chavidu Paramyat, Chavidu Paramyat,
Sarvam Puman,
Sarvam Puman, Sarvam Puman, Sarvam Puman,
Veda,
Veda, Veda, Veda,
Gunamscha Tagnyo,
Gunamscha Tagnyo, Gunamscha Tagnyo, Gunamscha Tagnyo,
Naveda Sarva,
Naveda Sarva, Naveda Sarva, Naveda Sarva,
Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide,
Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide,
Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide, Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide. Any doubt? Pronunciation? Any line? Which one? Anantamide. Anantam ide. Sarvagnyam. Sarvagnyam. Gunamscha Tagnyo Chavidu Paramyat Anantamide. Yes, you got it? Gunamscha Tagnyo. Gunams. Gunamscha Tagnyo. You got it? Yes, Gunamscha Tagnyo. Any other doubt you have? No one has? Recited like this. Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram.
Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram. Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram.
Come, come, come. Sit up.
Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram.
See the places there. See places there. Come. Sit down. You come in front, Samita. Come in front. Sit down. Can give her one book from there. You can come at 12 o'clock. Till 12. At 12 you can come. No, I'll take her name. Deho Savoksha. Yes, 12 o'clock. Yes, yes. Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram.
Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram. Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram. Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram.
Atmanamanyam cha vidu paramyat.
Atmanamanyam cha vidu paramyat. Atmanamanyam cha vidu paramyat. Atmanamanyam cha vidu paramyat.
Sarvam Puman Veda Gunam Satagnyo.
Sarvam Puman Sarvam Punam Veda Gunascha Tajnyo. Sarvam Punam Veda Gunascha Tajnyo.
Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide.
Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide. Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide. Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide.
Deho Savoksha Manavo Bhuta Matram.
Deho Savoksha Manavo
Atmanamanyam cha vidu paramyat.
Atmanamanyam cha vidu paramyat. Atmanamanyam cha vidu paramyat. Atmanamanyam cha vidu paramyat.
Sarvam Puman Veda Gunam Stratagnyo.
Sarvam Puman Veda Gunam Stratagnyo. Sarvam Puman Veda Gunam Stratagnyo. Sarvam
न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे देहो सवो क्षामनवो भूतमात्राम् आत्मानमन्यं च विदुपरं यत् सर्वं पुमान् वेदगुणांश्च तज्ञो न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे You follow? Should I anyone has which one? Sarvagnyam. Na veda sarvagnyam anantamide. Which one? Na veda sarvagnyam anantamide. Vagnyam sarvagnya sarvagnyam anantam ide. What it? Anyone else? Any other line? Second line. Atmanam anyam cha vidu paramyat. Atmanam anyam cha vidu paramyat. Got? Yes. Last line. Last line, if many are finding difficult, I'll do it again. Nave, third line. I'll do one thing, I'll break up the verse again. I feel it's little Deho Savoksha.
Deho Savoksha. Deho Savoksha. Deho Savoksha.
Manavo Bhuta Matram.
Manavo Bhuta Matram. Manavo Bhuta Matram. Manavo Bhuta Matram.
Deho Savoksha. Manavo Bhuta Matram.
Deho Savoksha. Manavo Bhuta Matram.
आत्मानम् अन्यं च विदुः परं यत्
सर्वं पुमान्
वेदगुणांश्च तज्ञो न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे Now is it clear? Sure? Okay, now I'll recite the whole verse, then you can say accordingly, okay? Deho savoksha manavo bhutamatram Atmanam anyam cha viduparam yat Sarvam puman veda gunam satagnyo Na veda sarvagnyam anantamide
Deho savoksha manavo bhutamatram Atmanam anyam cha viduparam yat Sarvam puman veda gunam satagnyo Na veda sarvagnyam anantamide
Once more
Deho savoksha manavo bhutamatram आत्मानं अन्यं च विदुः परं यत् सर्वं पुमान् वेदगुणांश्च तज्ञो न वेद सर्वज्ञमनन्तमिदे
Because they are
only matter
only matter the body,
the life is,
the external and internal senses,
the five gross elements,
and the subtle sense objects,
form, taste, smell,
sound and touch,
cannot know,
their own nature,
the nature of the other senses,
or the nature of their controllers,
but the living being,
because of his spiritual nature,
can know his body,
the life airs,
the senses,
the elements,
and the sense objects,
and he can also know,
the three qualities
that form their roots.
Nevertheless,
although the living being
is completely aware
of them,
he is unable to see
the Supreme Being,
who is omniscient
and unlimited.
I therefore offer
my respectful obeisances
unto him.
See, from previous, from the first verse, I'll just tell in short. See, in the first verse, what we see is the Lord, he is beyond our understanding. Basically, he is beyond this material realm. What is the meaning of that? Now, the Lord Krishna, see, you and I, we all have this body, isn't it? This body, it is called material body. It is Lord Krishna's body is not like our body. Lord Krishna's body is spiritual. It's not like us. It is like our body in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, it is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Bhumi Raponalo Vayu Kammano Buddhi Revacha Ahankara Iti Yamme Vinna Prakriti Rashtada. That is earth, water, fire, air, ether make our body. That is what our body is made up of. But Krishna's body is not made up of all these things. Why? See, how you'll understand our body is made up of earth. See, suppose somebody leaves the body. So you burn the body. Or what happens? That it turns into mud. Ash, isn't it? What is ash? It is mud. So that is earth. So the body is made up of earth. But Krishna's body is spiritual. Okay. And like if it is also said in one place, you see, we have these veins in our body, isn't it? You must have studied in science, right? Veins we have. But Krishna's body does not have veins. His body is spiritual. So, and with that, Lord Krishna, not only that, we all eat. With what? How do we eat? We eat with our hand and main thing mouth, no? We eat with our mouth. But do you know, Lord Krishna, see, we offer bhoga to Krishna, isn't it? So Krishna accepts it with his, just by looking at it. Understood? You all offer at home, na, some bhoga, you offer fruits, you offer something to Krishna, some eatable, isn't it? Does it go from there in the plate? It is there like that only. But still, why we say it is prasad? Because Krishna has glanced on that. Krishna has looked on that. So it becomes prasad. So, basically, Lord Krishna, it is said in Brahma Samhita, Anganiyasya sakalendriya vritti manti, pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. What is the meaning of this? Krishna can use any of his senses to do anything. Can you eat with your nose?
No.
But Krishna can eat. He can do anything with any of his senses. That is Krishna. That is the Lord. He can do. You cannot do. I cannot do. But the Lord can do. Try to understand the point. Krishna can do anything. So he is through his senses he can do. So it's difficult to understand. No. Hare, how it is possible Krishna can do like that? Krishna can do that. Means what? We are not able to understand with our little intelligence the Lord. Then in the second part, and it is also said, And next, what it is said, here see also, it is said that, where is that? Yes, he possesses the potency for unfailing knowledge. Unfailing knowledge means, Lord Krishna, whatever he understands, it is perfect. Then, in the second verse, what it is said, as the sense objects, yesterday I told you of the ice cream example. Do you remember? You all enjoy ice cream, isn't it? But does the ice cream on itself, does it understand how you taste it? How your tongue tastes it? Tell me. You all eat ice cream, isn't it? You enjoy ice cream. But just think, can the ice cream know how you are tasting it, how you are enjoying it? No, it cannot understand. The same way, we cannot understand how the Lord is controlling our senses. If the Lord wants, He can stop us from seeing. He can stop, the Lord doesn't desire, we will not be able to see. If the Lord doesn't desire, sit down. If the Lord doesn't desire, we will not be able to see, we will not be able to walk, we will not be able to run, everything. This all is controlled by whom? You are running, you are playing, everything is controlled by whom? By Lord Krishna. So this way the ice cream cannot understand how, the same way we cannot understand how Krishna is directing our senses. Then, today's verse. Because then somebody may say, okay, the ice cream it has no consciousness. It is a dead thing, isn't it? Does it have consciousness? No. It may not understand how we are tasting it. But we are conscious, isn't it? We are conscious. But still, we cannot understand the Lord. That is what is said here. That even if we understand everything, how we are made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. But still, nevertheless, even he is completely aware of them, he is unable to see the Supreme Being. He cannot see the Lord. So that is what is told here. Okay. So please recite the first three shlokas.
Shri Prajapati Ruvacha Nama Paraya Uttatanu Bhutaye Gunatraya Vashanti Kavandhaye Adrishta Kamne Gunatakva Bhutihi Nibritta Manaya Dade Swayam Bhure Nayasya Shakyam Purusho Vaiti Shakyu Sakava Sansam Vasata Puresmin Puno Yata Puni No Yatta Drishte Tasmai Maheshaya Namaskaromi Ego Savokshamana Yoguta Matram Atmana Manyam Chavidu Paramyat Sarvam Puman Veda Gunam Chatagnyo Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide Naveda Sarvagnyam Anantamide